select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskell Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us.
We're here to help.
Soskell Auto Body.
You're listening to 1440 KVON, the voice of Napa Valley. Here's your host, Barry Martin.
And we're back. It's 8:32. You are listening to the KVON Morning Show for Tuesday, September 4th. I'm Barry Martin. Let's take a look at what's happening with weather and traffic before we roll on into our next guest segment. Traffic-wise, see a problem has popped up at 7700 Hartley Road. This is 505 Allendale Junction. Traffic hazard there in Solano County. I got a collision reported recently, and it's the 4600 mile marker on 29. This is Old Lawley Toll Road. We have looks like a two-vehicle accident in that part of Highway 29, North Napa County, headed up over the mountain. That is a recent report just in, and we also have a traffic hazard, I-80 westbound to westbound 12 at that connector. Some stuff in the roadway there causing some problems for drivers. And that's about it for now as far as the North Bay is concerned. It's our Tuesday drive is underway. On the markets, it's been a down day so far. We have the NASDAQ, the Dow, and the S&P all currently off about a quarter of a percentage point. Those are the current numbers for you. And weather-wise, the numbers are 55 to 88. That'll be the range of temperatures from this morning to this afternoon in St. Helena. In Napa, that range 57 to 80 as we see the normal summertime spread of highs. We're going to stay in those temperature ranges for the next 3 days, it appears, today through Thursday, and then Friday will warm up. We might add 10 degrees by Friday and getting close to 100 in the warmest locations Friday afternoon. You are up to date on weather, traffic, and the markets now, and it's 8:34. We're going to spend some time right now talking about Proposition 12, one of the many on the upcoming November ballot. Joining us right now to discuss it, Bradley Miller from the Humane Farming Association. Bradley, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. So this is our first crack at understanding Proposition 12, who's for it and who's against it. So can you give us a brief overview, please?
Sure. Proposition 12 is a measure that would put the egg industry's own pre-existing guidelines, which are, from our perspective, cruel and unacceptable. It would put those guidelines into California state law, replacing language that was enacted through a ballot measure called Proposition 2 back in 2008. Back in 2008, if many of your listeners will remember, there was a measure that both sides, both the opponents and the proponents, said would outlaw the use of egg industry cages by the year 2015. Now, in 2008, when people were voting for it, most people thought it would go into effect right away. But there was actually a six-year delay to give the industry time to adjust. For reasons which we can explore later, come 2015, most of the state's laying hens were still in cages. So Proposition 2 had some problems with it as far as enforcement. Hens remained in cages. What happened since the passage of Proposition 2 is that the main sponsor, the Humane Society of the United States, changed sides. They gave up their opposition to cages and endorsed a different kind of cage, along with the egg industry, and they tried to pass federal legislation that would have mandated that across the country and would have overruled Proposition 2. That effort failed, but now they're back to try and kill Proposition 2 once again with something that's called Proposition 12. Animal advocates call it the Rotten Egg Bill. It's being fraudulently marketed as a cage-free measure, but what it would actually do is allow the egg industry to keep hens in cages throughout California for additional years, at least until the year 2022 or 2024, depending on which proposal you're looking at. Worse still is whether a hen is in a cage or out of a cage, Proposition 2 would allow egg factories to keep hens in cages or with a floor space limited to 1 square foot per hen. Now, back in 2008, California voters said that hens must be given at least enough room to fully spread both wings without encountering a cage or another hen. And it is literally impossible to do that in only 1 square foot. So Proposition 12 repeals some of the language in Proposition 2 and is really allowing the egg industry to dictate how animals will be treated in California.
Hmm. So in a nutshell, Proposition 12 is an industry-supported bill.
Yes, it was co-written by United Egg Producers, which is the egg industry's largest trade association. And it actually puts verbatim, don't think that HSUS had anything to do with the writing of the hen confinement standards. This was written by United Egg Producers, which is made up of some of the largest egg factory corporations in the country. And it would put their guidelines right into California state law. And it would contradict everything that Proposition 2 stood for and everything that animal advocates have been working for many, many years.
Hmm. So staying with the chickens here for a second, you're talking about an animal being confined to 1 square foot of space in a cage.
Yes.
For what period of time or what period of their lifespan?
Roughly 2 years before they're replaced.
So they're in that 1 square foot for 2 years, day and night, no free time, no time in the yard.
No time out of their little factory farm prison.
Yeah.
And whether it's a cage that's 1 square foot or whether it's a 3 square foot cage with 3 hens in it, they're just packed in. Hmm. And the industry knows that it cannot sustain this socially. They can sustain it economically. They can't sustain this. Everybody wants to see these hens. Almost everybody wants to see them out of cages. If you do any kind of polling, 70% of the public will say, no, we want them out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that they can no longer say that they're going to keep them in cages. So what they're doing is claiming that they're passing a cage-free measure, which actually does allow them to keep them in cages, and they promise that eventually they'll let them out. But even when they eventually let them out, if they ever do, whether they're in a cage or out of a cage, they're going to be packed in these huge, multi-layered factory farms where they only get 1 square foot each.
And then after 2 years in the cage, do they become friars then?
No, they don't. They're so beaten and battered that about the only way that they can be used is to be chopped up for, you know, chicken soup or other kind of products where you couldn't really identify, you know, how, in what kind of bad shape they are.
Right.
For, other kinds of chickens that are made specifically for the meat industry, they use a different breed.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not talking only about chickens here, but there are other animals involved, pigs and veal calves?
Well, the reason why the campaign committee against the Rotten Egg Initiative, against Proposition 12, is called Californians Against Cruelty, Cages, and Fraud, is we're against cruelty, obviously, and it's very cruel to keep them in 1 square foot. We're against cages, and we're against fraud. And here's where the fraud comes in. To distract from the fact that this is gutting Proposition 2 and that it's allowing cages to exist for additional years throughout California, they threw in some misdirection. And that misdirection is they say, well, if you let us keep these cages here in California, if you let us confine hens to only 1 square foot per animal, then we'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to regulate out-of-state pork producers. We're going to say that pork producers in the Midwest, if they want to sell to California, have to abide by certain standards. Now, a couple things about that. Number one is that that has never successfully been done anywhere. We have in this country called the Interstate Commerce Clause. which restricts those kind of things. We would like to be able to regulate Iowa. I would like to regulate through a ballot measure in California veal calves in Pennsylvania. If we thought we could do that, we would have been doing that years ago. There are already court cases challenging that type of thing, and there's already federal legislation pending that would put the bring the hammer down on all kinds of interstate regulations. So they're promising pie in the sky in order to distract from what they're doing to 8 million caged hens here in California.
Interesting challenge. I would assume that the industry would make the case that without this kind of farming technique, there's some loss of efficiency, loss of profit, cost of eggs would go up. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's very accurate. And they can make those arguments. And California voters have already spoken loud and clear that they don't buy those arguments. And that the increase in price is nominal. It's about a penny per egg when you go to a more cage-free system. But we want to alert people to the fact that you have some major, major economic forces running a misinformation campaign promoting Proposition 2. When you have the wealthiest, so-called animal charity, HSUS, which has been co-opted by the egg industry and has really become nothing more than an animal-themed corporation that uses emotional images of farm animals in crates that don't even exist in our state in order to get people to vote for a bill that will keep other farm animals in cages. So when you have economic forces like HSUS joining with the major players in the egg industry, that's a pretty tough fight. But we are been successful so far in opening many people's eyes to this thing, and the fact is that this is a pro-factory farm measure. Voting for Proposition 12 means a vote for animal cruelty. It means a vote for keeping millions of laying hens in cages, and we think that it is very unethical to make false promises to California voters to get them voting against their own interests and against the interests of California farm animals.
What motivates the Humane Society at the national level to support this?
Well, when Proposition 2 passed in 2008, that became, and ever since then, HSUS has used this as a fundraising and promotional claim. One of their biggest claims to fame was that they banned battery cages in California, something that they did not do. Nevertheless, because Proposition 2 passed, it created the illusion that now California hens were cage-free. So people, if they were going to the supermarket buying eggs raised in California, they were assuming that these were cage-free eggs when, in fact, they were coming from hens that were stuffed into small cages. That's been the coin of the realm for HSUS as a publicity and promotional and fundraising device. Because if a group came in and outlawed battery cages in 2008, that would be a major accomplishment. The problem is that they didn't do that. All they did is get people to believe that they did that. Now they're coming back since they've been called out because HFA and other animal protection groups have been blowing the whistle on this and letting people know that these hens are still in cages. So the egg industry was quite willing to let people believe that California hens were already cage-free. HSUS was quite happy to let people believe that. Their disgraced, now former CEO, Wayne Pacelli, he's no longer there because of a very well-publicized sexual harassment scandal. But when he was there, this became his claim to fame. He used this as part of his promotional book tour of something that he supposedly accomplished. We started taking out editorials in the Sacramento Bee and the Fresno Bee and in other papers, blowing the whistle on this and letting people know that the work still needs to be done. So they had egg on their face. This was a very highly publicized historic failure when you have 64% of California voters voting to get hens out of cages, but nevertheless they stay in because of the negligent drafting of this thing, something that we could touch on if we have time. They were willing to let that illusion stand, but now they have to come back. But rather than honestly address the mistakes that were made, they're just pulling another con game here.
So, and it becomes very confusing, which oftentimes is what people want with propositions. It would strike me that Proposition 12, as it's presented to the voters, is going to be very easy for people to empathize with because it's on its surface is improving conditions for animals
on
farms.
Yes, and I'll tell you what this is not about. Because a very lazy way of covering this issue is to say, well, there are the people that are against this Proposition 12, they simply don't think that it goes far enough. But we think that a little step is a good thing, so we'll vote for it. No, we're not opposed to it because it doesn't go far enough. We're opposed to it because it goes too far and in the wrong direction. We're opposed to it because it creates harm, because it takes away from farm animals what California voters already intended to give them, which was a cage-free life and much more space than 1 square foot per hen. So this is not, Proposition 12 is not a small step in the right direction. It's an enormous leap in the wrong direction. It's the first time in California history that you'd be putting the pre-existing self-serving guidelines of a privately run egg industry trade association or any livestock industry trade association, that you're going to make their pre-existing guidelines California state law. That's just wrong. And it's just wrong to deceive California voters with false images. When they were circulating the petitions for this thing, they were showing people pictures of baby calves locked in crates and mother pigs or pregnant pigs locked in crates, and telling people that if they sign the petition, these practices will be made illegal in California. Well, those practices were already made illegal in California. There's not a single veal crate in California. There's not a single gestation crate in California. It hasn't been for years. In the case of veal crates, they haven't been in California for decades. But we do have baby calves that are locked in small crates that would be in violation of Proposition 12 if they were covered. The egg industry and HSUS are deliberately excluding calves in California that are in small crates. They're called dairy replacement heifers. There's calf farms down in the Central Valley. And they are excluding those calves. They're saying it's okay to keep California calves locked in crates, but we're going to regulate veal crates in Pennsylvania and in Iowa. And that's just ridiculous. It's cynical, and it's never going to hold up. It's never going to transpire.
Well, one for everyone listening to spend some time on, and there's nothing worse as a voter than feeling like you've been tricked, so that's why we talk about these things on the show and invite everybody to spend time with their sample ballots when they arrive and also do a little bit of your own research so you know what you're voting on. Where can one find out more about this? Of course, there's Ballotpedia with some basics, but I'm sure the Humane Farming Association has a webpage.
Yeah, I would encourage people go to HFA.org, Humane Farming Association webpage, but there's also the Californians Against Cruelty and Fraud website, which could be easily found at just say no on Proposition 12. So if you go no on Proposition 12.org, you'll get the full story on Proposition 12. You could even see video of its one and only legislative hearing, where the legislators themselves have some very tough questions for the proponents, and you get to see testimony from the opponents as well. I also want to say that all of the problems with Proposition 2, you know, because once again, California voters voted to get these hens out of cages by 2015. Proposition 12 keeps them in cages until at least the year 2022 or beyond. the problems with Proposition 2 were problems of enforcement. And all of those problems were known ahead of time. The HSUS spent $10 million on Proposition 2 after being warned that it did not have a way to enforce it, that it was vague. And those were issues that could have been corrected before that measure was introduced. They deliberately went ahead with a flawed measure, and they're repeating that pattern today. Proposition 12 is fundamentally flawed, it's fundamentally cruel, and it's fundamentally deceptive. And we shouldn't allow these out-of-state organizations to come into California. Almost all the funds, about 90% of the funding for this thing, is coming in large contributions from out-of-state, and it's undermining what Californians have already said they wanted. So we are encouraging, vote no on Proposition 12. This is a rotten egg initiative.
Bradley Miller from the Humane Farming Association, hfa.org, the website again there. Bradley, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Barry.
And it's now 8:53 at KVON. A couple of messages, then we'll wrap things up for today's morning show coming up after this.
At Napa Valley College, we're more than classrooms and laboratories.
We are hospitality, cooking, and culinary.
We are photography and ceramics.
We are theater, music, art, and dance.
We are basketball, volleyball, and swimming.
We are community.
Find your passion. Find your future here.
Late start credit and community education classes are available now through November.
Review these classes and much more at napavalley.edu.
You'll feel gorgeous inside and out when you shop at Pharmaca Integrative Pharmacy, offering natural beauty products that are good for you and the planet. Pharmaca carries the cleanest skincare, body care, and cosmetics, all made with natural ingredients. And the store's estheticians and beauty experts are always ready to provide customized recommendations on products that are perfect for you. Discover a healthier, more beautiful you at Pharmaca in Bel Air Plaza and take advantage of the 10% neighborhood discount.
Kevin Berthia was so overwhelmed by life that he intended to jump from the Golden Gate Bridge. An officer spent over 90 minutes just listening to his story and saved his life. You can hear Kevin's story at the 3rd Annual Suicide Prevention and Awareness Conference on Friday, September 21st, 2018 at the Meritage Resort and Spa. There are 15 workshops for you to choose from, covering topics of mental health, including